Hi, welcome to Ed's Got My Money, the stupidest fucking podcast in the world.
Poor David had to sign up his account.
He wasn't pleased about it either.
No, and he didn't even know what a ticker symbol was.
I think I knew what some of them were.
Ticker symbol? He didn't know what a wire transfer was.
No, I knew what a wire transfer was.
Well, if you're just joining us, this is Ed's Got My Money. Episode 3.
Finally.
We've covered the basics of how to open up a trading account.
Which, and I'm out.
David just experienced between break, you know, during the break on how to do, how easy that was, right?
It's April 1st.
It took you 10 minutes.
Again, this is episode 3. We wanted to break this up because I got all set up. I did the online thing, and then I did the app, and now I have all the thing, and Ed gave us a handful of stocks that he's following that he really likes. I can't decide what I would be excited about. I don't know how I feel about MoviePass. I don't know how I feel about I can't invest in In-N-Out because that's a private stock. There's just things I don't know what I love. I don't know what I love.
Well, I brought in some stocks that I love, but I have a feeling Ed doesn't love them at all. He laughed at one of them, in my face.
That ended up being a mistake.
It was a mistake. But he did fall over like guttural, deep laughing at a stock he thought Jonesy chose.
And then found out that it was...
Turned out the ticker was the ticker wrong symbol ticker symbol, and I
that's
found a stock that didn't trade very often.
That's why it's very important to get the ticker symbol correct.
That is right. So... Earlier, Jonesy gave us a few stocks, and we'll go over a couple of them. I think that the one was a SCI.
Yeah, the funeral home stuff.
Which is the funeral home stuff. And I told you during the break that I looked over the chart, kind of give me a little history on it. And even though I'm not stalking it every day to get a better insight on it, I can say with the chart alone that I'd probably
– Yep.
I'm looking at it, guys. You want some details on SCI?
Well, no, let that finish. You looked at, by looking at the chart.
So the chart pattern there is one of the chart patterns that we call a head and shoulders top. And that is usually a stock that will continue going down for a little while before it goes up. So if you are really interested in getting involved with that stock, I would stalk it like crazy until it starts testing levels lower than they are, like maybe 10 or 15% lower.
Okay, so now I pick this stock because I feel like...
You're counting on death.
I'm counting on... It's a funeral home stock. I'm like, people are dropping like flies left and right. That's the reality I see around me, and it doesn't seem to be getting any better. So, but
it's
Ed...
You're going to be so sad while people die, and then also like a little part of you like, yes.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to hear about that.
Did I see you high-five at the funeral, Jonesy? Yeah, that was a little weird. After all, it was your grandmother.
It was a whole bus full of people that went, so... We're all good.
My point is I chose a stock based on the world that I live in and like observing phenomena. You went right to a chart. Is that what you always do?
I always look at a chart first like, to kind of get insight on it. That's what – you want to see the history of the chart.
Head and shoulders, right?
Yeah, a little try the – yeah, that's the head and shoulders.
That's
no,
a three-month.
Do a six-month chart, yes.
That's a little – that's like a lot more
that's
head.
A head and, that's
show the
a
camera.
Head and shoulder.
It's getting a lot of head. Wait, is that my account?
Yeah,
does
put it in there.
Anything in there?
Put it in there and I'll show them what you're looking
Don't worry.
For.
It's got a zero balance.
Yeah, I have no money in it officially.
This is one tool. So you've got to remember that there's a lot of other indicators. That's why you want to stalk a stock every day before you start to buy it because you want to use every indicator that you can to get the insight and learn when the stock has bottomed out because that's what we're looking for, bottoms.
This show is not called "This is what I'm going to do with my money." It's called "Ed's Got My Money." So you just tell me what to do.
that's what we came up with. I gave you six stocks that
I want
you guys to keep on your phone. I have a few price targets that I have on some of those.
Okay.
And then what I'm going to do is going to once these stocks hit, if they do hit the price targets that I'm looking for, I will send you guys a text alert for you to put the order in.
So you're going to shoot us a text and say put an order in. So how do you put an order in?
Well, that's where we were going to go.
Well, first of all, how do we tell the people how easy it is to follow these and watch these on an app like this? This is really amazing.
Yeah. Dude, Ameritrade, give us money. Let's get the sponsor money.
Yeah, where's the producers?
I don't wanna do
Can
it
we get it on this?
This,
producers?
Yeah. So the first thing is we need to learn what a ticker symbol is. We already talked about that a little bit last episode. A ticker symbol is just an abbreviation of the company.
Yep.
And that the ticker symbol is what you need to put in an order.
And to watch it on your list.
And to watch it.
I made, we made a list that you gave me six of them, and I was able to easily create it on there, and I never have to type them in again. I just typed them in. It saved it.
Now you can start following them. Yeah. And that's what I want you guys to do, is kind of get your feet wet, even though I'll be pulling the trigger for you right now. I want you to kind of follow them. And so when you see me tell you to pull the trigger, and you get to look at why I did it on the charts and the daily charts and also the monthly charts.
I said last episode that I was going to invest in Wednesday, so I looked up Wednesday, and Wedge came up, and I don't even it has no
Wedge?
Chart. It has no chart. It's like weed growth. No, that's not, is that it? It's also a weed one. Yeah, weed growth fund. I don't know.
I also told you I liked Wendy's a lot because I just like their. I like their shit. I like their burgers.
Yes, let's talk about Wendy's. I
probably
checked,
a bad
I checked
reason.
Out, actually, Wendy's didn't look like a bad choice based off of its chart.
All
so,
right,
so check
did
this
you hear
out.
That shit, Dave? Where, Wendy's
I'm
going to
follow
well,
that
what,
right now.
Plug here's,
it in.
Here's the positive about Wendy's. The positive about Wendy's is that the stock market is actually not doing so well as you. It's correcting, but Wendy's is actually at a new high. So that's a very significant indicator.
But you would normally recommend that I buy Wendy's after she got dumped by somebody.
Like, yeah
so
Tony's.
Maybe buying her
pizza place.
Yeah, like Tony's. So, like, if she, like getting her at her high is probably not what you would normally do. But I don't know. You looked at the chart.
No, listen, I'm
looking at the chart right
now.
There's
one strategy with the flame trade, but there are several strategies, and it all depends on the market conditions. And right now, the market conditions, buying at their highs are not the right choice.
So this is a high right now. That's Wendy's up.
It is, but that's giving you a good positive signal. But technically, you still don't want to be jumping in on every stock hitting new highs on a market that is very fragile.
Okay, so you gave us six stocks that we should be stocking, looking at.
Yes.
And then there's something called a target price on these. Now, where do you come up with these target prices? How do you know that, oh, when it hits this number, jump on it? How do you know that?
Part of it is watching the stock or the charts. So a lot of technical analysts use charts as areas where that stock is likely to create support. So I have a lot of that ability, and it happens a lot. But you also – the way you gain more insight is following every day and learning the characteristics of it. So you get to see them set themselves up. They start setting them up, and then you also see the other indicators pulling you in to make that decision.
So this is
sounds like homework, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm going to go ahead and do the – because I'm the one stalking the stocks for you guys – I'm going to be sending you the trigger points and alerts so that you can pull the trigger. Now, the question is, are you going to be able to answer those texts and pull the trigger fast enough to get into the stock? Because the fling trade method, it can be as quick as 5 minutes later and you're already
sold.
You're already
you buy and sell?
You're already bounced.
Like buy and sell within 5 minutes?
No, I'm saying that you could technically miss out on the trade because of the bounce.
But don't you,
it can bounce so fast.
Explain the bounce.
The bounce is what we were talking about in the last episode where
I didn't listen to it.
I know you didn't. But the bounce
that cheered me up. I'm back, guys.
When people start exiting so fast that it just crushes the
so
stock.
That's the bounce.
That's
so
the bounce.
So you said so you really will buy and sell within like 5 minutes? Like once you see it coming back?
If it does what yes, if it bounces, if I can make 20% in 5 minutes, absolutely right, I'm going to sell it. You'd be an idiot not to. So that's where, even though we may be setting up for a bounce, you may not get that bounce right away. But you're buying at a price level.
Where are you going?
That is very secure.
Where's he going? You know what? Now's a good time to go to our Ameritrade commercial. What's this? You made shirts?
What?
Well, this
shut
one,
up.
This
that's so but, cool.
And you may or may not like this. I don't know, Jonesy. You've got a pretty decent one coming to you.
Oh snap!
Go ahead and open it up, and then yes.
This is incredible.
Now I don't know if you're going to need to cut this or whatever, but it was the only thing that they had available, and so you know, like it or not.
Jason. Oh, I don't got one.
Yeah.
I don't get one because I didn't sign up fast enough.
And of course, David's got.
Oh,
his.
I got a brown one. If you lose all my money, I'm going to wear this, like, with anger.
Check this out. Oh,
you got – oh, you gave him, like, a – oh, I see. Okay. By the way, for those of you listening at home
– oh. And tell them what happened.
We all got porcelain mugs and we're wearing them. No, Ed made us shirts. And
let's say Ed's got my money on him.
Ed's
a
got
picture.
My money.
The worst podcast thing ever. It's like a bunch of people getting visual presents.
What should we expect following
Thank you,
this?
Ed, by the way, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to be sending over the course before our next episode. Send you guys any price targets on any of those six stocks that I've set up for you, which are if I can go ahead and
just said. Our producer's saying give audience stocks you like. Oh, and the disclaimer.
And a disclaimer. Don't listen to us. These are just penny stocks, and you never want to put too much money into them if you do invest. But I'm not giving you advice. I'm just telling you what we're doing. So if you want
to
follow –
You're giving us advice, and we agree to it. That's it.
You guys
you
are
can tell us.
You signed off on it.
And I've made a lot of money off of these little stocks that I'm trading, and I've got to know them very well. And that's the whole idea behind my strategy is getting to know you.
And the listeners and the viewers can find – these stocks you post these on
my
the Facebook page, which is the Ed's Got My Money Facebook page.
And
they can go there and they can see
so
the
actually
stocks.
we'll put them on there
and subscribe to Ed's Got My Money podcast on YouTube
It'll actually be tweeted to Ed's Got My Money Twitter. If you have any questions as listeners, if you're like me and Ed, you're like, I don't understand what you just said, Ed, just like send in questions via the Twitter or the Facebook page as well. It's totally cool.
If you have some questions. We're not really getting out the instructions that we need to hear. But you know what? I'll put some of those instructions on the Facebook site.
And then we learn as we go.
Questions for last February.
We look in this week. We may not make a purchase this week.
You may not. The whole goal is to make money, and you can't force a trade. You don't ever want to force a trade. What you're doing is you're sitting back, watching. And I might even throw you guys another bone because I watch about 150, 200 stocks. So if
that's a hashtag, bone thrown.
A couple others that are interesting. But these are the most interesting ones right now that I've sent you.
It's also a nickname.
How do you have time to watch 200 working full time like this?
You just scan and look.
Every day? Do you look at 200?
No, not always. Sometimes you miss them, and that's the thing. You don't want to go too far or too wide with the stocks, watching too many stocks, because unless you have all day to look at them, and I don't. So I work 40 hours a week, as you know, or more. But I have time to sneak in a little peek here and there.
Well, see, this is where teamwork's going to work because Jonesy works about 3 hours a week. So we're going to split this up a little bit.
These six stocks that I've given you guys need to start looking at the daily charts and seeing what they're doing so you can kind of get energized. Because when you start seeing some of the moves, you're going to go, wow, man, I could have just made 10%.
I could have made so much money with that ETF.
They have.
Right? Is that a term?
Yeah, it's a term.
I made a lot of money with DTF once.
Terrific.
I paid a lot of money for DTF.
By the way, I've looked all over Ameritrade. I can't find DTF anywhere.
No, you can't.
Does anyone?
You got to download Tinder.
Okay. Hey, we should invest in Tinder. By the way, let's just say he didn't give his stock. Do you want to give his quick stocks?
Yeah.
Do your stocks that you told me. This is what you told me to do. You want me to read them off?
Read off the ticker symbols.
Hold on, guys, because I got
the first one trade. Leaf.
But we really want people to go to the Facebook pages and Twitter to find this.
Sure, but.
Pot stocks.
They're all pot stocks because I'm very
That's what you're watching right now.
Touch with the pot stocks these days. That's Sweet. Where I've made tons of money recently. So
okay, so you got FRLF. That's the ticker.
That's the ticker.
It's good.
Ticker.
That's good.
Tickers come in sometimes two, one, sometimes one, up to five, six, sometimes five. Usually one to five.
Five. You're talking about letters?
What's the difference?
Two to five? I don't know. Jason, we're going to just get you a mic. This one and CVSI, that one. Not to be confused with CVS.
CVSI. That's one of the ones I looks. Yeah, it looks pretty good, man.
Okay. I mean, it's got pretty good. You know, if I'm looking at the 1 year, there's a good time last December where it spiked up, and then it's more of a head and shoulders at this point.
Hey!
Wow, you're picking up a lot, man.
Just getting into it.
Damn! Not
bad head
for
and shoulders,
guy.
Baby.
Now you just need some
Remember,
money
though,
in your
the
account.
Second shoulder needs to be higher than the first shoulder.
I think this ETF is DTF, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Very cool.
I never thought that giving instructions to a couple guys that don't know anything about investing would be so hard.
Just so you know, I am so hard right now. Is that what you meant?
Yes. On a personal note, recording. Where can they all find us? You can find me at Funny Jones on Instagram and Twitter. Funny Jones.
I'm at DFickus on Instagram and Twitter. And Ed, what's yours?
I don't know where I'm at right now.
He says that I'm every
at,
week.
You can find me at Ed's Wait, got, didn't you want got to do money at Facebook. That's where we
yeah,
go.
Yeah, yeah, Ed's got my money.
Okay, Ed's got my money on Facebook.
If you can't
Ed's...
find me on there, then you're not going to find me anywhere.
Bye-bye. Also, there has not been a winner for who guessed the amount of change in my vodka jar.
I'm going to guess $374.22.
What are you guessing?
$290.
Okay.
Wow, with no sense in it.
Both of those are not on the money, right? But we'll
we overshot it.
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh shit!
Yeah, you try to tell if we overshot it or not. Okay.
I'll just give you. It wasn't $7,000, and it was more than 40 cents. somewhere
well,
between there.
I do want to leave. I was telling Jonesy earlier tonight about how
secrets.
About a possible goal with the $500 and never ever put.
Yeah,
any more
not
money
lose
on
it.
Well, I was telling Jonesy where I did the math and. If you were able to make 10% compounded every month, once a month. So if you made a trade at 10% or two trades at 10%, whatever, every month, and it compounded for 7 years, it'd be worth $1 million after taxes or before taxes.
$500 in 7 years would be
$500 making 10% every month, steady.
For, do we have to pay taxes on what we make?
Yeah, your profits, of course. Yeah, the IRS
Wait,
is coming
we do?
After you. Yes.
$500,000.
But that is actually something that is attainable. I mean, making 10% a month on a, you know, if you focus your trades.
Yeah.
And make, I mean, I just made, what, 20% on Sing.
Okay. Guys, I have some Easter dinner from yesterday that I'm going to eat.
That sounds good.
You're hungry. I know that.
I know.
I'm sleepy.
Guys, because it's Sunday night and we recorded two episodes, kind of. Okay, this is we're signing off. Thanks you for listening to Ed's Got My Money, and we'll tune in, buy all that stuff.
Okay, bye.